7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
No, I don't think so. 3 a.m.? That is early. Well, it is pretty early. But the actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, and that is the traditional starting time of the Derbyshire Goals Committee. Yes. Once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this ridiculous excuse for whatever this is supposed to be. I don't even know. All I know is that I had to get up a little bit early today. And why did I have to get up so early today? Because today is Boxing Day. Happy Boxing Day. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy whatever this day is for you. Have a happy one. I'm having a happy one because, like I said, it's Boxing Day. And today starts two weeks, but it's actually like 15 or 16 straight days of three or four football games for me to watch every single day. Yeah, football junkie time. And on top of that, I got my boat races. So I'm all around extremely, extremely excited. Just for no reason. Yeah, I'm having a good time. Now, I'm sure there's a large percentage of listeners out there who are thinking, Tobe, aren't you just happy because you're drinking lots of Da Hong Pao? And, well, the only thing I can say to that is this. Oh, look at that. What's that mysterious hot liquid in that teacup? Oh, let's check and see what it is. We better do some detective work. Well, it's confirmed. That is, in fact, Da Hong Pao. No wonder I'm so happy this morning. Huh. Yeah, the Da Hong Pao will do it every time. There's so many great things about Da Hong Pao in general. It's so yummy, it's so tasty, but best of all, no Kirk Cameron. You'll never get Kirk Cameron in your Da Hong Pao. No matter how greasy he is, he's gonna get it now.
You gotta get it now.
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
And then 1981, Mom starts walking in, wondering why Kirk Cameron is so damn greasy.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Just being greasy in 1981, Ma. Because that's what we do. We're greasy little Kirk Cameron children. Yeah. And I know that there's a large contingent of listeners out there who are now saying, Tobe, why do you hate Kirk Cameron so much?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Yes, it's true. Mere mortals may never know. It's just one for the ages. Oh, and as I look at the TV schedule here, I'm getting worried. No, see, yeah, no, okay. I'm looking at one of the Spanish language stations on the guide, and it says that the game starts in like 4 or 5 minutes. No, it does not start in 4 or 5 minutes. They're just including their time slot with the pregame show. We're good. We don't have to worry for another 40 minutes. All right, so what are we doing today? What is happening? Other than, you know, continuing the war against Kirk Cameron's greasiness and this delicious dahong pao. What are we actually doing today? Well, I don't know. I think we're going to get into some bleep blop business here in a second because there's something I thought of that I want to try. But I like drinking this tea so much that maybe we should just sit here and drink tea all day. And I'll tell you crazy stories from my junior high school days. Yeah, that's what everybody wants to hear. That's what everybody wants. So let's turn some stuff on instead, huh? We can pop on the little sub-mixer. And what should we grab? Let's grab the VCO and plug it in and turn it on. Oh, it is on. Okay, that's fine. And let's turn on this breadboard that has funny chips on it and see if we can get strange sounds. Let's turn off the VCO first. Let's hear, okay, here's the breadboard by itself. Oh, we got something wacky today. Okay, give me some of that VCO. I've got the VCO. What do I have going on here? Okay, yeah. off of the second oscillator, off the clock leg, we're going into the VCO, and that gives us some little lasers. And we can adjust those lasers for maximum laserability. And then, if we yank this wire out of its hole, clickety-click. Okay, that's really fun. But what I want to do is try to drive. Wait, what is it that I wanted to try? Yeah. I want to try to. Wait, how do I do this again? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Tobe, are you stupid? Yeah, kinda. I want to try to get that VCO controlled by the triangle LFO, which is off this leg. So let's plug stuff back in and turn it on. Okay, so now what we do, we'll take this off the clock. And we'll drop it onto the triangle wave leg. Where's its leg? What is right? This one right here. Okay. So you can tell that's a little bit different. It's going to get drastic when we slow it down. Okay, this is great, but why is my LFO so wonky? Oh, that's right, because I've got it. Wait, will it straighten out if I do this? Not quite. I like it like that. Let's not fix it. Alright, let's start messing with other stuff. My modem is escaped from modem prison. Okay, that's weird. I like it. Okay, that's fun. What happens if we take it out of... No, that wouldn't do anything different. What I need... Let's kill it for a second. What I need here at this point is a really nice function generator. What I need here is a great sine wave. I need to get a good sine wave LFO. Do I know how to build that? Yes, no, kind of, maybe. Sine waves. Yeah, see, you gotta have negative power. You gotta have a negative power supply, or at least one that, you know, has negative, because you gotta swing back and forth, back and forth. And so you gotta build a power supply, and you gotta have a rectifier, and then coming off the rectifier, I'm trying to remember. I haven't even thought about this in like 40 days. So I can't remember very clearly. Yeah, eventually I'm going to have to look it up. Is this looking it up time? No, it's not looking it up time. Right now, it's time for crazy sounds. Basie. I like it. I'm having so much fun. I don't even know what to think. Now, what happens if we reset the LFO from... Wait, didn't we do this once before? How did we do this? Okay, let's trigger the LFO reset from the secondary oscillator clock while this is going on. See what happens. Okay. That's fun. Yeah, I can dig it. Oh, the spaceship is taking off and they're shooting lasers at us. Oh, those damn aliens and their wacky space lasers. Wait, I want more of that whoop whoop. What if I put a wire on this pin? Nothing really happens. What happens if I put it in this one? Yeah, well now we're getting straight up freakouts. Okay. So we can do some complex freaking out stuff too. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like it. You know what I need now? Is now I need some, like, 3.5 millimeter plugs to jumper cables on the end. Then we can feed this oscillator back to the board. The VCO back to the board. What could we stick to it? We could just have it crashing into other stuff and see what happens. That would be fun. I think that's about all I need of that for right now. Don't get me wrong, I do like to play with this stuff, and I will be playing with it more later today. But right now, I think it's time for us to do something else, just real quick. See, the truth of it is we haven't checked in with a lot of our friends lately. Our musical buddies that we always hang out with here on the Dubious Goals Committee, because, you know, they've just been oh so Christmassy, and I cannot do Christmas music. And so let's check in with Justin Johnson. Oh, he's got something going. What's he got? Oh, it looks like it's just going to be an open jam with one of his new guitars. Have I even seen this guitar yet? Oh, yeah, I recognize the graphics. It's pretty neat. Anyway, let's listen to this for a second. and get all the beep beep bloops out. Yes, very cool. Once again, my guitar blues hero, Justin Johnson, absolutely crushing it, because that's what he does. Now, I suppose there are some of you out there who are wondering, hey, Tobe, how's your blues guitar career coming along? Where are we with that? What happened with that? Well, you might remember that I broke my fingernail, the critical fingernail. Well, how long has it been now? Like 5 days? 6 days? Has it been a week yet? I don't... Maybe? I don't know. Regardless, I've got just a little over 1 millimeter of fingernail now. Maybe call it 1.1 millimeters. And so, yeah, I've been trying to play every day for the last 2 days, thinking, oh, this will be enough, this will be enough. No, it's not. I needs to get some more fingernails. So yeah, we're still waiting for all that to grow out, and that's why we're doing all this wacky stuff with all this bleepy, bloopy, crazy whatever. And I'm having a lot of fun with the bleepy stuff. I hope you're enjoying the bleepy, bloopy, weird, crazy noises, because it's probably going to get worse. I'm probably going to have to hook up some more stuff to some other stuff, and then build some stuff so I can hook some stuff up to some other stuff. Then I got to find a thing that I can plug into some stuff so I can hook up some other weird thing, like maybe a banana-na-na-na.
Banana-na-na.
Or possibly a banina-na.
Banina-na.
Yeah. You never know. It's all about sync and sidechain.
Banana-na-na.
A lot of people don't know that sidechain is very banana-centric. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I mean, who are you going to trust? Your little Toaster? Or some clown off the street? That's right.
Our little Toaster.
But why, you keep asking? Why? What could possibly be the reason? Well, think of it this way. Suppose Gerald's son is hanging out with you, and Brenda walks in with a round tray of hamburgers. You gotta know what to do, right?
Of unbarling ways.
Regardless of the
with those ways, you will ways. Follow the path to the pass of the
And then the guy.
Oh,
here comes Brenda.
Belinda.
Oh, and she has brought a round tray of hamburger.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the pass and beware
the Tobe.
What do you know?
Tobe.
The guy.
Who?
Yeah, me. Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hiya.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn.
Look
at that.
Look
at that.
I gotta admit, hamburgers should be high. So always put your hamburgers, if you have a round tray of hamburgers, put the round tray of hamburgers on the top shelf until the fire is hot. Okay? And then, look at that. Look at that. No, but the truth is, I can't take it anymore. I need to bring my wacky oscillators back in. Start fading those up. Yeah! Oh, listen to that thing grind. Listen to it grind. Oh, we're in the spaceship now. We're in the bowels of the spaceship, and oh, we gotta fix it before the alarm goes off. Oh, it's too late. Oh, no. What have we done? I think we must have broken the dilithium crystals in the perfunctory flatump matrix of batteries and taking the red pill. And then Neo said, what if I don't want to be the Morpheus? And I said, no, you cannot do that. This is just getting weird. I'm telling you. And it's just going to keep getting weirder because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that gets weird every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tope and I gotta go.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.